Warning, the following audio transmission is based on theory and is intended for entertainment purposes only. It's Doomsday and its affiliates will not be held liable for anything your dumbass does. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome everybody to It's Doomsday Podcast. Today is October 22nd. Time is 16:48, and joining me live in the studio, he's here in person, local prepper.
Them, those, and that guy.
I wonder who they thought I was going to say.
I don't know. The phone calls we're making today were pretty freaking hilarious.
So, I don't know who they would think I would have in here. They can't see us. But you know who can see us? The people over on Clapper. Guys, we're also live on Clapper while we're doing this live. And this live is all about promoting prep stock, because what have we done all weekend? I feel like we didn't do anything. Did we do anything this weekend?
Man, we were all over the damn place. We were at the campsites. We're walking, checking out, hey, is this handicapped accessible?
Oh, yeah.
Can we light fires? Were we allowed to use firearms and flamethrowers? We were asking all the hard questions.
So, in regards to that, I'm like looking around for my paperwork now. I don't know where it went.
Yeah.
That's okay. Guys, we have been basically putting boots on the ground for everything for prep stock this weekend. It has been nothing but a prep stock filled weekend. And I feel so good about this year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everything seems to be lining up, falling into place. Our class list is almost filled up. I mean, there's more things we want to add. But let's get into the event, when it's taking place, where it's going to be at, things like that. People on Clapper, listen up, because you could click right there and buy your advance tickets. So the event is taking place in Nebo, North Carolina, at Lake James State Park, at the Catawba River Access Area. If you get on Google, look up Catawba River Access, Lake James State Park. It's going to pop up. You can navigate right to it. All right? So that's where this is going to be. Mm-hmm. There's also camping available on site as well, right up the hill. We took the time to do a massive crazy hike through the woods and found out that the campsite is 10 minutes away. Right? So you'll have about a 10-minute walk from the campsite to where the event's being held at. So if you want to camp, you got a nice little stroll through the woods in the morning, nice little stroll at the end of the day through the woods. 10 minutes is no big deal, in my opinion. Right?
Yeah, and the trail was actually pretty good.
Right. It's not...
There were some steep spots, but yeah. And no bikes are allowed on the trail, just FYI.
Right. And I would say most people, I think, would be capable of doing that trail.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I think so.
Unless you have a hip problem or a knee issue, or you walk with a cane or you're old and folly, I wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
Right? But guess what? You don't have to, because you can park up at the campsite and then drive yourself down to the event if you don't want to do the walk. So that's totally okay to do. The other thing is, there are two campsites available. I don't have the map in front of me. I thought I had everything with me. But there are two campsites available on the map. I believe it's 19 and 20 that are totally handicap accessible. All right? No, it's not 9 and 10. It's not 9 and 10. Malcolm, got to keep that a secret. So if you are a situation where you do want a tent camp and you want the experience of that, but you are a bit handicapped, or you have trouble getting around, 19 and 20 would be your handicap access spots. They're also the spots that are close to the bathroom. It's all flat. You could roll there in a wheelchair, roll there with a mobility scooter, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be okay. All right. There are some secret campsites that we're saving. No, I'm just kidding. So there are campsites out there. This is a first-come, first-serve thing, guys. The campsites will be available for booking April 11th. And there are some campsites that are better than others. And just because you guys are listening to the show, we're going to give this up right now. 9 and 10 are the best spots there, in my opinion. These are the closest to the water, closest to the lake. Whoever gets them first, campsite 9 and 10. There's a total of 20 campsites available, right?
Correct.
All right, each campsite will sleep 6 people. If you decide you want to tent camp, but you don't want to walk through the woods and walk your stuff in, things like that. A little bit further down the road at the Paddy's Creek, Lake James Paddy's Creek access area, I'd say it's 10 minutes-ish down the road from Prep Stock.
Yeah.
Also at the state park, same process of booking it online. There are actually tent campsites there where you could park your vehicle right at your site. So you can get out, throw your tent up. There's no hiking. There's no walking. It's all boom right there. All right.
Are you looking for something kick-ass to add to your closet? Reaper has the hookup for t-shirts, hoodies, button-ups, hats, beanies, and plenty of other badass products. You can check out Reaper Apparel Company at www.reaperapparelco.com and use code DOOM10 for 10% off. Jester only stands behind brands he believes in, and Dan at Reaper Apparel has a mission, and Jester is on board. Go check out www.reaperapparelco.com today and use code DOOM10 for 10% off your entire order. Why be a sheep when you can reap? Use code DOOM10 for 10% off at www.reaperapparelco.com today.
All these campgrounds that I'm speaking about right now have really nice indoor plumbing. Throughout the campsites, there's little areas around where there's a trash receptacle. There's a little area around where there is a faucet for water. So you might have a little bit of walk outside your campsite to go throw your garbage away or collect water, but it's not a huge far walk. You're talking a couple minutes from each campsite, there's water and garbage. If you have to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night, I believe the bathhouse is approximately a 5-minute walk, depending on which site you're at. Could be a little more, could be a little less. The showers are also really decent. It's a very clean facility, right? Very clean facilities. There's firewood for sale there. It's $8 cash, $10 with a card. They highly recommend that you use their firewood. And it's not because they're trying to make money off you. You're going to pay the same amount of money for firewood gas station.
Yeah, exactly.
Gas station firewood.
Yeah.
Their idea is they don't want to bring in invasive pests or different diseases or funguses or any kind of stuff like that. So this is about just keeping the environment a little bit safer. And again, the firewood's not marked up like you think it would be at a state park, I guess, right? Okay, so that basically sums up the camping. All right, for those of you guys on Clapper, if you haven't got your tickets yet, boom, right there, there's only 13 left available. 13 tickets left. So let's get into the Prep Stock stuff, dude. Let's get into that, because there's a lot. There's a lot happening.
Okay, so one of the things that we did today, we actually sat down and did like a deep dive on the stuff that we want to cover, the instructors that we want to have, because one of the key things that we want to do is make sure that we're not reproducing other gatherings.
Other events.
I don't want to say the name of the other place that starts with Prepper and... anyway,
right.
But we wanted it to make it very unique, and our major focuses are the classes and the community. And we want to make sure that the people who are coming in to talk to us know their stuff, and they're not just there to sell you things. In fact, we have speakers lined up who aren't there to sell anything. They're just there to teach us different things. Maybe you'll learn something that that you didn't know. Maybe it'll be a refresher for things that you are the master of. But a master knows they must refresh from time to time. I said, but the one thing that you will have is you will have the opportunity to actually speak to these people instead of just, hey, I'm so-and-so, I'm the greatest thing ever, come to my booth. You know, we're trying to 100% avoid that. Some of the things that we do have lined up is we're talking about Prepper Mentality, a Stop the Bleed class. We have something called Boomsticks 101 that we're working on.
Yes, Boomsticks 101.
we've also got, what are we calling it? Doomsday Leadership. And then we've also got beekeeping, possibly some night ops, definitely some self-defense. I'm gonna make like lots of pictures of Jester getting thrown around by this guy. And then let's see here. We're going to do some ammo reloading, and some communications classes. And then also we're going to try and do something like we're going to try and show, it's going to take a long time, but we're going to try and do like pressure canning. So we do have instructors already lined up. We have what we know are these people that we know are committed to us. And then we have a list of people that are like, okay, we'll talk about it later. So we're going to go with that. And, you know, we are working on vendors. We want to make sure we've got a beef jerky guy. We're getting a coffee guy. We're going to get like a survivalist, like a store person, maybe some medical supplies that aren't like going to rip you off, a little bit of army surplus. We're even going to try and get the goldbacks people to come down there and actually do some goldbacks, which is going to link into something that we're doing later on in that day. Maybe some water filtration, the soap guy. We're going to try and get Ridge Runner Blades down there to give you guys some stuff to buy that you can take home that's actually quality that won't rip you off. We're also looking at a few other different little things. And two of the key things that we're going to be doing, because like I said, it's all about classes and community. But the two key things that we're going to be doing is one of them, we're going to be doing something called Barter Town. We basically stole that idea from another event that they hold out there in the Southwest. Or is it Northwest?
I can't remember. Midwest.
Midwest, yes.
Midwest
Preparedness Festival. We stole that. But we know the guy who runs it, so he's like, whatever. He's going to tell us whatever we want to know. We're going to do that. It's basically where you bring all your
stuff. Shout out to him, by the way, too.
Yeah, Spags.
Shout out to Spags because he's a super nice guy. He's really well-connected in the preparedness community, and he has – I'm always getting emails from him introducing me to someone or helping with something, and I don't respond to him enough. Yeah. But thank you, Spags, for helping us with everything.
Yeah, and he's got a YouTube channel, too. It's Spags Unfiltered. Go check him out. He makes pretty good stuff.
It's all right. We're only live and recording.
Yeah, exactly. And that's okay. I think it's more organic that way. But anyway, so we're going to do that. And basically, you're going to bring your stuff, put it on the table and say, yeah, I'll trade that gold back or that piece of silver. Or, hey, I've got this really cool Russian canteen. I'd love to have that knife. What do you think? And then you can like actually learn to barter.
You know, on that note, too, something that I want everybody to think about is that we will have vendors there, mm-hmm. right? So there might be something someone wants that they don't have the money for, but they have a good item that you might want. So you could always, hey, I'm going to buy this Ridge Runner knife and take it down here and trade this guy for this jackery that I've been wanting or something to that effect because he wants that knife and I want that jackery. So I'll just buy the knife and get the jackery.
Yeah, I'd love to pick up that military rucksack. Here's this knife. What do you think?
Right, yeah, something like that. So the idea, again, the thing that I want this event to really, I want to ooze out of it is the sense of community, right? I want everybody to feel at home, feel welcome, a good sense of community. And the barter and trade's what's really, I think, going to bring a lot of people together to talk, to communicate, to get outside of their shell.
Yeah.
You know, and there's no texting during the barter and trading. You can't text people to barter. Yeah, exactly. Face to face, man.
It's going to be a no phone zone because we're not going to have somebody like Googling the price of the Russian flask. You know, you either know what it is and want it or you don't.
Right.
It's grid down, man. It's grid down. There's no phones. Turn them off. Put them in your back pocket. I won't hear no buzzing.
Do you have enough food in your pantry for when disaster strikes? Go to www.readywise.com and utilize code DOOM10 for 10% off your entire food order. ReadyWise offers long-term food storage items such as chicken and beef that last up to 15 years. But that's not all. Go to www.readywise.com and use our code DOOM10 for 10% off of organic food as well. Offering chili, pasta, and soups, they have you covered. Did we mention they have fruits? Bananas, blueberries, strawberries, and apples, just to name a few. With many more food options for your home, car, or bug out bag, ReadyWise has your six. Go to www.readywise.com now and utilize code DOOM10 for 10% off.
Something else we're throwing in there that I think is really cool, we came up with this idea, is an open prepper forum where all the speakers and instructors will come together at the end of the event and you guys get to ask questions and pick our brains. And we'll have a prep stick that we'll pass around, the speaking stick. You know how they used to do that? So we'll pass that around. And whoever's got the stick speaks, ask a question, then you pass it on to somebody else who wants it.
Yeah.
And combined, all of this crazy knowledge we possess, we should be able to handle asking, answering very easy questions.
Yeah, unless they throw a really hard one at us. And this, I do not know at this time, but I will look it up and get back with you. That's the standard military answer, by the way.
Right, there you go. The magic stick, yes. So we've really so we're also putting a lot of videos out right now for you guys to ask questions, so we could do video replies with those questions. So everybody over here that's on Clapper, or anybody that's following Local Prepper on YouTube, things like that, ask these questions so we can make video replies, because we could sit here and talk prep stock all day, all night, but it's always that one person that asks that question. We're like, huh, we haven't thought about that, or oh, we didn't think to talk about that. Someone might ask, how far are the bathrooms from the event? Like, oh, well, I could tell you it's this far, but I didn't think to put that in a video. But since we're bringing it up, the bathrooms are about a minute and a half, 2 minute walk from the event.
127 feet.
Exactly. And they're very clean facilities. These aren't porta-johns. It's indoor plumbing. It's an actual toilet with an actual sink to wash your hands. It's a really nice area. Now, maybe we should talk about some things to do around the area if you get bored. Maybe.
Throw your kids down the side of the down into off the cliffs. There's some dangerous cliffs in the area, which you need to stay away from.
Yes, there
are. If you're not an adult.
Yes. Okay, so a couple things. If bars nearby, yes. We're actually in talks of maybe doing a meetup Friday night at a local bar in the area. I got to get with them, talk to the people, see if it would be cool, see how busy they are on a Friday night, and maybe we could shoot down there and do that. There's a little brewery there. And there's also another brewery going the opposite way that might be cool to go to as well. It's a bigger outdoor area. Weather permitting would be where we would end up, and talking to the people to make sure it's okay that all these crazy preppers just flood in their doors. If you like to hike, this is going to be heaven for you. There's hiking trails absolutely everywhere. There's hiking trails right there at the event where you can just get a bottle of water, throw a pack on, and go out and go see the scenery. If you like to fishing, you can fish there. You do have to get it. If you're coming from out of state, you would have to get an out-of-state fishing permit, right? But you can fish there. If you would want, there's a place around the other side of the lake where you can rent a pontoon boat if you want to go out on a boat for a little while. There are things to do. There are biking trails, hiking trails. You're already going to be camping, so you are going to be already outdoors anyway. Photo opportunities are going to be glorious. All the leaves are currently changing right now, so that's going to be a big deal. So that's that side of that. So there are things to do outside of the event. If you're getting bored, you just want to walk away for a few minutes, you can do that, right? If there's a class you don't want to hear, if there's things you don't already know that you don't want to sit there for, you can do that. There's plenty of hotels in the area, plenty of camping in the area. Restaurants are limited. But let's talk about what they're going to get for breakfast.
Okay. So I actually ate this for breakfast this morning, guys. Some of my Patreons actually know this because I sent them pictures. Or at least I thought I did. But we're going to have something. We've got a restaurant that we're working with, and we're going to have the 1-1-1-1-1.
Yes, okay. 5-1s.
Breakfast, 5-1s, and here's why. It's about $5 worth of food, and it actually fills you up. So you're going to get one egg, one meat. It's either going to be bacon or sausage. You're going to get one piece of toast. They're going to cut it up so it looks like there's two pieces there.
Right, they did a good job with that.
Yeah, I know, they really did. And then what is it? You're going to get one cup of coffee, which is actually – they're going to come by and refill your coffee over and over.
More than likely.
And then you get one big old pancake, which is absolutely delicious. I was, you know, normally people screw pancakes up. They just like, they try to throw them together and make them look good. But this was really good. It covered the whole plate. So basically, you're going to get two plates full of food, and it's going to be a voucher. And if you buy these tickets, then you're going to get that breakfast every day for 2 days.
Right.
You know, so you could literally get up at like 7, head to this restaurant, which is 10 minutes away tops, you know, and then eat your breakfast. And then drive back for prepper camp. And we might even have some coffee ready for you when you get here.
Yeah, that might be a thing. So the reason why I wanted to do these vouchers for you guys is because I know some people are going to be camping and they may not want to cook. Some people are going to be staying in a hotel and they don't know where to go in the area and they don't want to waste money on getting shitty food at Waffle House or somewhere else, right? So Waffle House, don't sue us. I'm not saying your food's shitty. It just sucks.
You suck.
So Waffle House, you suck. Anyway, so
everybody go to Waffle House.
Oh, they caught it. Someone said you said prepper camp.
Something hard to throw at you.
But the reality is, you can go here, and this voucher is going to be included with this ticket. So if you already bought a ticket, you're already getting the breakfast for 2 days. Saturday and Sunday morning, you will get your free breakfast. You show up, I have my prep stock voucher. They say, okay, here's your breakfast. You eat it, then you come on down to the event. And even if you go there and the food sucks, guess what? You didn't pay anything for it, really. So it's not a bad deal.
But the food's not going to suck. Trust me, the food is not going to suck.
I'll be posting some videos on what you're going to get in that breakfast, what it looks like. And, I mean, you can get the eggs how you want. If you want scrambled or over medium or whatever, they're going to ask you.
And I'm going to put it on the website.
Right. Very, very simple. And, I mean, hey, while you're there, if you're like, hey, pancakes really aren't my cup of tea, you can just order something different. I mean, it's still paid. That voucher's covering that particular meal.
Yeah.
So you can't really interchange that with anything else. But you can always be like, you know, I'll skip the pancake. Don't make me the pancake. Give me the other stuff. And let me buy an egg a la carte and add an egg in there for a dollar. Mm-hmm. So you get two eggs. Maybe that's what you want to do.
Yeah.
So there are some options there. But, yeah, either way, free breakfast for everybody that's going for Saturday and Sunday. I think that's pretty good.
Yeah. Hey, listen, if anybody who knows me knows that if it's free, it's for me.
Fire is one of the most basic essentials for survival. Whether you're camping, hiking, or preparing for disaster, Blackbeard has your six. Go to www.blackbeardfire.com and utilize code DOOMSDAY for 10% off your entire purchase. Blackbeard offers stormproof matches, plasma arc lighters, fire starters, and ferro rods, all of which are great for your bug out bag. Once again, go to www.blackbeardfire.com and utilize code DOOMSDAY for 10% off your entire purchase.
Right. So I'm really encouraging people that are listening out there online right now, because this show is going to be up tomorrow morning. It's going to go out. I want you guys to understand that these pre-sale tickets are only available through my Clapper shop. Okay, it's the only place you can go get them. If you go to the website, prepstock.net, there's a link there to go through the website.
Yes, exactly. Right? It's right on the front page. It's all over the place, actually, but it's right on the front page.
Gotcha. So more information, though, if you want more information about the event, definitely check out the website, prepstock.net. Yeah. So this is what you're going to do. You're going to go to Clapper. You're going to look up It's Doomsday Podcast on Clapper if you're not already there. You're going to go to my profile there, go to my Clapper shop, and you're going to see an early bird prep stock ticket in there for $34.99. And this is what you're going to get. This is going to get you into the event before. This is all pre-sale. Tickets aren't even on sale yet. So you're getting tickets before they even go on sale. You're automatically entered to win a fire pit as soon as you buy this ticket, right? You obviously have to be there present to claim said fire pit, but you're automatically entered to win a brand new fire pit, still in the box, et cetera, et cetera. We might even have it put together and waiting for them when they show up, right? You're going to get that. You're going to get the breakfast, the two free breakfasts with this ticket as well. Also, this covers all the events that are happening there. This covers the Barter Town. This covers our Q&A form. You'll get to meet the speakers, meet the people, hang out with everybody. And whatever we decide to do meetup-wise, whether we meet up at a local brewery the first night there, or maybe we do something special the last night there, this is all included in this ticket. All the classes, everything. Nothing separate. And this even, I mean, not that it matters, but this even does include the vendor mall. Right, so you're getting access to all this stuff for $34.99. These tickets will jump. The only thing I will tell people right now is if you're coming and you plan on bringing kids, don't get your kids' tickets through this, because kids' tickets will be cheaper when the ticket website goes live.
Yeah,
they will be cheaper.
Now, there's already somebody out there right now who said, "Now you tell me."
Now you tell me.
No, we can't think of everything all the time. We're not going to try and please everybody, but we're going to try and do as the best we can.
Exactly. So. The way that this is set up, you're going to pull into this place. We have a really awesome pavilion down at this place. It's 55 by 26 by 24 by 24, I believe, right? So it's a T-shaped pavilion, and it's got a lot of seating. Seating's already there. We've got two barbecue grills there. We might be cooking up food throughout the day. We're still working out the kinks kind of with the food situation and what we're going to do. Tin Man, you guys know him from Clapper, is dedicated to bringing his food trailer, so there will be something to buy, snack on, etc. while you're there. And am I missing anything right now?
No, I mean, like we're knee deep in the planning process, so we're open to new ideas. But a question actually just came in through my chat, but there was actually two that we should probably answer. So, and this one's gonna actually hurt his brain real quick.
Uh-oh.
But he probably has the answer, okay? Because we've been driving around town for 2 hours. Are there any antique shops in town?
Yes, yes. Actually, the restaurant where the voucher's at, there's one right next door.
Boom.
There it is. There's an antique shop right next door.
Perfect.
It's a tenth of a mile down the road on the left.
Yeah.
On your way to Prep Stock. You will, if you're coming to Prep Stock and you're using that voucher, you will pass that antique shop. It's right there.
There you go.
Right. I've never been in there. I can't say. I can't comment on it, but it's right there.
And the second one, I hate to ask, but somebody called Not the Girlfriend just came into the chat and said, it's like, I'm forced to ask this question now. Are there any events for kids?
Okay, so I've been racking my brain with this because kids' events are very difficult to find somebody who wants to do the kids' style events.
And
it's very difficult. Every once in a while, you'll come across somebody with some really good ideas. The first year Prep Stock, we did do a bunch of stuff for kids. We had someone to do that. We no longer have that person. So in my mind, I want to say it's a goal that we're working toward, but as of now, we really don't have anything. I do have this sneaking idea in the back of my mind where my son's in the Boy Scouts, right? Yeah. And they're always looking to do something. If I could con the scout parents into doing something with this, because they're all secretly preppers anyway, maybe we could make something happen. Maybe the scouts will want to pick this up and do an event there. And who knows what it could be. But I'll talk to the scouts, and I'll see if they want to do that. If, you know, the scouts, you guys can see this live.
let's see. Humberto, yeah, we're ready for World War III, but we're not going to worry about that, bro. Anyway, let's see. I think that's going to be about it on my side. Did you get anything on yours?
As far as the event goes?
Yeah.
What was that thing called again? Prep Stock, right?
Yes, Prep Stock.
I could talk about this all day.
I'll do it my sexy way.
Prep Stock 2024.
Prep Stock 2024.
Ooh.
So, yeah, guys, if you have any questions, either in the YouTube or on the Clapper, before we're out of here, we can do that. For the people that are out there listening to the podcast right now, okay, listen, as of right now, as we're recording this right now, it is Sunday, October 22nd. Time is 17:12, 5:12 for people that don't know the 24-hour clock. There's 13 tickets available right now. There's only 13 left. That's it for these pre-sale tickets, okay? And like I said, this is the cheapest you will get tickets. So if you're like, well, I'm thinking about it, I don't know, I might do it, just pull the trigger and get the ticket because they're only going to go up, right?
Yeah. And I wanted to address something on that too, very quickly. Listen, I've got a couple of people already that follow me that are like, I don't want to download the Clapper app. I don't want another app on my phone. Or, hey, I get it. If you have a phone that can only handle so much space, I get it. But here's the thing. People are always talking about trying to save money, and they're always like, they're just like, hey, man, why is this so expensive? Well, hey, listen, that other place that we don't want to talk about, it's $90 for a ticket for a single person. All right. So you're already saving money. And then we give you the opportunity to actually save even more money. And did you just turn that camera on me?
Yes, I did.
OK. And then you get the opportunity to save even more money, and you're worried about a stupid app that you can literally put on your phone. Make a profile in 2 seconds, buy, put in your information so you get the tickets, which I believe are via email or something.
Okay, so yeah, let's talk about...
And then uninstall the app once you get your email.
Right, I want to talk about how this ticket process works, because everybody is expecting something to come in the mail or something, is my understanding. So this is how this works. You're going to buy these tickets now through Clapper. You're going to get a confirmation that they have shipped. What this means is, I now have the confirmation that you bought the ticket, okay? When the ticket website goes live, you are going to go to that website, type in your name in the discount code section, and that's going to generate your ticket. It's going to be 100% free, printable, whole nine yards with the vouchers and everything else.
Want to be a guest on the show? Email itsdoomsdaypodcast@gmail.com. That's itsdoomsdaypodcast@gmail.com.
That's all going to be there, okay? It's that simple, okay? And I'm seeing people in here saying, "Yeah, I got my ticket today." Yeah. We sold 4 tickets today.
Yeah,
right.
And the event is purposely being kept small and scalable so that we can actually help people that have problems with this. And it's very easy. So we'll definitely be there to walk you through it if we have to.
Right. And so the big thing is guys, I'm going to say it again, community. We want this to be a smaller, more, you know, tight-knit event where you can actually meet people and talk to people and get questions to the answers you may have. So to go back through here, some of the questions were, so it's a pre-order ticket. This is pre-order. This is early bird tickets. That's why they're so cheap. We're trying to move a certain amount of tickets in the very beginning so we could start. And this is a big deal for vendors, right, for the vendors that are coming out. For us to be able to say, hey, man, we've sold a dozen tickets already and tickets aren't even live yet.
Yeah.
Right. So it's this benefits us. Right. For those of you guys who don't know, I'm going to say it again because it was asked in here. The event is in Nebo, North Carolina, Columbus Day weekend, October 10th and the 12th of 2024. The other reason why we don't have tickets live yet, and this might make sense to some people, but not all. All right. Reason why the ticket website is not live is because we're selling tickets for an event that's taking place a year from now. So how many people are going to go out and buy that ticket thinking it's this month, or thinking, oh, I'm not buying that, I just missed it, right? So that's why we're waiting to make the ticket website live, because it just makes more sense. It's less confusion for people. I think that's about all I got.
Gotcha.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, I think we covered most everything. Here's the key. Here's what I believe you. We're getting a lot of questions. First of all, there's a website, guys, that you can get all the information that you need. It's prepstock.net. Go there. It's set up for preppers. It's set up events, schedules, breakfast, you know, food. What is it? Food. I mean, there's all sorts of tabs. It's good on your cell phone as well as on PC. It's completely usable. Okay. You can actually go to, there's actually a video that takes you to buy the tickets. It shows you exactly how to do it. So go there, do the research. We're updating the frequently asked questions section every time we get a crazy question that we think should be on there. So take a look at that frequently asked questions section. That way you'll actually know before, you know, basically, hey, we're not customer support. You know, we'll be happy to answer your questions, but do the research first. I would think if you were going to go all the way to Nebo, North Carolina, you would do a little research before you went.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And all the information you need on there about booking the campsites and everything is on the website. We're trying to make this as easy as possible. And to a question in here, X-Ray says, need hand-to-hand combat training. We aren't offering that, but we are having a self-defense demonstration where I'm basically going to be getting my ass kicked up and down that place.
And I will be giggling like a schoolgirl.
I can't wait to see the videos on that. That is going to be great. I'm like, you know, in my head, I'm like, how do I dress for this?
He's going to show up with like other pieces of clothes stuffed into his clothes.
Right, yeah.
Walking like the Michelin man.
I was going to show up in a diaper just in case I shit myself.
I'd pay to see that.
All right, guys, that's about it. If you need to email me for any questions, it's doomsdaypodcast@gmail.com. What's your email? localprepper@gmail.com, right?
Yeah, it's contactlocalprepper, all one word, @gmail.com. Also, you can actually contact us and ask questions on the website. So yeah. If you have a crazy question, you can ask us there. I'll be happy to reply to it.
So if you're someone out there that thinks to yourself, hey, I could be a speaker. I could be an instructor. I have something great to offer, and I've done this before. Reach out to us. We'll talk because we're always trying to grow this. We want to grow the schedule, right? So the more things we can add in there, the better it is for everybody else. And again, if you're one of these people that say to yourself, hey, I sell solar generators. Can I get a vendor ticket? Yes, you absolutely can. So hit us up. Get on the website. Mm-hmm. Email one of us. Reach out to us on Clapper or wherever you're listening at, or social media where you follow us, etc. And we will get you hooked up and we'll get you a vendor spot. We have 12 vendor spots available. First come, first serve basis gets the best one, right? And then if for some ungod-awful reason we do have emergency backup, potentially emergency backup vendor spots, potentially. We also are doing, if you're someone that just says, hey, dude, I don't need a whole 10x10 area, I just need a table. We also have table spots available, okay? So if you're like, hey, I'll pay $50, get the table, and I'll come out and I'll sell the stuff off my table. Boom, hit us up. We can do that. We do want things, if you are a vendor, we do want things that are specifically preparedness, homestead, or survival related, right? We don't need a guy out there selling, I don't know, lineman pliers. You know, that's not what we need. We need people that are survivalist, homesteader, prepper-oriented. Right?
Perfect.
That's all I got. Everybody out there that's listening online, share this with your friends and family. Come to Prep Stock. We'll love to see you there.
Emergency action message. At approximately 1 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, NORA is tracking 15 ICBM nuclear missiles inbound to the following cities: Orlando, Miami, Pittsburgh, Dover, Newark, Richland, Philadelphia, New York City, Baltimore, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, Boston, Seattle, Detroit. This is an extremely deadly situation. Stay tuned, the next emergency message will be a presidential address.